Welcome to Unfiltered and Unstoppable with Rob Rumsberg, Real Strategies for Real Advisors, a podcast that dives into what it takes to scale a thriving financial practice. Each week, we'll discuss actionable strategies, tools, and insights to keep you ahead in today's financial landscape. From innovative products and powerful marketing tactics, you'll get unfiltered truth and unstoppable strategies. Let's get started by building your unstoppable financial practice today.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Unfiltered and Unstoppable, Real Strategies for Real Advisors. If you've been feeling like you've been juggling too many tools, too much data, too little time, this episode right here hopefully is going to help you breathe a little easier. That's exactly what today's episode is all about, cutting through all of the noise out there, getting real about fintech tools that are actually moving the needle for advisors in 2025. So whether you're running a solo practice or leading a growing team, the right technology can be the difference between spinning your wheels and scaling with purpose. Today, I have joining me a really super dude, Ryan Morrison. Ryan is the co-founder and the CEO of Smart Data. This is a platform that is quietly becoming the go-to engine behind some of the most efficient and successful advisory firms out there. But what's cool is Ryan's not just a tech guy. He's someone who understands the pressure that financial advisors are under, and building smart data into a raw, scattered client data, turning scattered data into real usable insights that really drive results. So in short, he built what most of us wish technology would do. So this is going to be great. So if you're wondering what tools really matter right now, how to reduce spending time digging through client files, or how to turn every planning conversation into clearer, more confident experience for both you and your client, we need to make sure you're listening today. We're going to talk about all of that today and what we're seeing in the field, and how to future-proof your practice without adding more to your plate. So without further ado, Ryan, thanks so much for being here, man.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
If you don't mind, just give us about a 10-second commercial of who you are, where you've been, all of that good stuff.
Now, thank you. So I'm the co-founder, CEO of Smart Data. We started Smart Data about a year and a half ago. My background is not computer science. It is not finance. Even I was a business owner. I was a dentist, and I had my own practice. And I was going through my line items of expenses, and I noticed 401k. So I called the firm that was managing. Just called them and asked them. I'm just curious, what am I getting charged for this? And they said, We don't know. We can't tell you. We'd have to manually add it up and call you back in about a week. And I wasn't even like upset. I was more like, you have to do what? Well, first I was like, what if I told a patient that? But then I started asking more questions. So what else do you manually have to do? And I started learning more about the problem that admin teams and operations team go through, because they were saying, oh, we have to manually put in tickers. We have to manually collect statements. And yeah, it just blew me away, because, you know, in healthcare, a lot of us know about my chart.
Yeah.
Where if you need help going from one doctor to another, you send them your information and you get help. And whether it's healthcare services or financial services, Rob, it does not matter. It's finding the facts so you can get help, let the provider find the feelings and get you a plan. And that's what we set out to create with Smart Data, is we're AI powered fact finding for human powered feeling finding. And we want, you know, when we talk to advisors is what, about 50 days or so to close new business sometimes. And a big portion of that, I mean, they're usually the prospect trusts you pretty quickly,
right?
But a big portion of that is getting what you need to make a plan. And we shorten that from weeks, months to hours.
What I think I heard loud and clear throughout all of that is you were sitting there thinking to yourself, how is this complicated? How is this time consuming? And you know, when you think about it, sitting from the client's point of view or the side of the desk of the client's on, how many times do you think a client thinks that same thing? So wait a minute, you've got to manually calculate this. Wait, you've got to research this. How is something this simple just not at your fingertips?
And, exactly.
To me, working with you and your firm and your technology, I think that's the most exciting thing. What we've seen so far. So this is great stuff, man.
Yeah.
We kind of hit on it already, but what would you say are some of the biggest gaps you are seeing out there in most of the financial tech tools today?
The big gaps that we're seeing is there's from pre-sale to post-sale, wherever, there's just so many multiple, not only products, but sources of data, you know, everywhere, from almost kind of like on a swivel a little bit of, I have to use this program over here and then I have to go to that program over there. And it just caused delays in the process. And you also lose out on actionable insights to help your client.
Yeah. Right. Why do you think there are so many advisors out there still today that are relying on manual Excel spreadsheets to drive the overall client experience? Why are we still in that era?
That's a very good question. I don't know if there has been a large pressure to change yet. I mean, you see a lot of stats out there. 80% of transfer of wealth will get rid of their advisor. You know, you see these. And I just don't know if that has. It's coming, and and I think advisors need to start thinking of the next 15 years now, because when it hits, it hits.
Yeah.
And when you know the current way is. Or a common way is, oh, here's the list of documents we need. Please bring this all in. It's usually a PDF checklist. I mean, really providing that Apple Store-like experience to your prospect is, and providing and having all the data in one place. Because you know, the best advisors that we talk to are the quarterback for that family's life.
Right. So, right.
When they may have multiple advisors, but you know what? When that life event happens, whether it's very positive or tragic, we're the one you're calling. And that's who when I think of the next 15 years of growth with this transfer of wealth, that's what your firm has to be.
Right. Yeah, you're exactly right. Well, man, let's get right into it. What exactly is Smart Data? And how's it helping advisors really transform the way that their firm operates overall?
We focus on, we're not even talking about the client experience, we're talking about the prospect experience. Mm-hmm. That is what we are trying to push forward, is how can that first touch point with your prospect be so like walking into an Apple Store,
right?
Or booking an appointment on the Apple Store app. And so what we do is, whether it's a branded QR code we provide our firms, they could put it on their business card, and that prospect can scan it, and it's just a very easy experience to upload a statement or connect their account, upload their driver's license, by the way, and our AI will read all of that and map it in into your CRM, right into your system. So you are going from meet and greet to proposal within days instead of sometimes months.
That's awesome.
These advisors, it's the quickest at bat.
Yeah.
Rob, right? It's you're going after the same prospects most of the time. And it's about if that prospect wants help, they want help.
Yeah. I mean, you want to talk about really simplifying the complex data side of advising and really transforming it so I don't feel like I have to be a data scientist. I mean, you're talking about simplifying the whole process, not only for the advisor, but more importantly for the client. And just like you said, the first at bat, if I can come in your office and you were really simplifying the process overall, and I can really tell you've got your act together. I mean, I don't really care how nice the next guy's office is or how hot their coffee is, you know, at that point in time, I'm thinking, wow, you know, this Ryan guy, like I can tell when I have that question about my fee, he's not going to have to manually calculate it.
Yeah.
He's going to be able to pull it up right away.
We joke, right? Like, how can we help you know your prospect's portfolio better than their current advisor?
Yeah.
That's
right.
Because whether it's an annuity statement, brokerage statement, we even ingest social security statements. For example, in the annuity statement, we'll calculate the surrender charge in seconds. So you give a statement, you can go to annuity review right there. And that's value. We want that prospect leaving your office saying, he or she's going to take care of me. That's what we want.
Let's just talk about, I'm gonna give you from my point of view here, the guy from the FMO, I can't tell you how many times where I'll receive a statement or whatever the case may be, and the question from the advisor is, how can we improve the situation? And one of the very first things I have to do is manually calculate a surrender charge. So just from my side of it, how much easier that would start the process from the advisor to me and say, hey, by the way, Rob, this is a surrender charge of 3.4% or whatever the case may be.
Yes. I mean,
we are automatically making the situation just so much smoother for everyone that's involved.
And that's where even kind of going back to, in my days in healthcare, the insurance card, right? What's on this thing? And it's this unknown thing. Well, we prided ourselves in our office that we knew everything on that insurance card. And, we're going to make sure we use your benefits. It's all about just making that prospect feel so taken care of. And that is what, because it's not about getting the data, it's what you do with it.
100%.
And that's what we're about every day.
If you would walk us through the advisor experience, meaning from login to the end or to the inside part of it.
Once the advisor logs in, well, there's also alerts. If your prospect connected or uploaded, they get an alert. Once you log in, we have two different categories. There's Smart Portfolio and also Smart Tax, which we have coming soon. But under Smart Portfolio, you'll see all their accounts organized in one place. Whether they connected account or uploaded account, it'll tell you if it's a brokerage, also what type of account, whether it's qualified or non-qualified. So we automatically pull that for you. If it's an annuity statement, we show you that. If it's a Social Security statement, pull you that. If they upload their driver's license, it's all mapped out right into Salesforce, which it really goes into this kind of advisor fatigue that we're seeing of,
for sure,
not only all I'm inundated with demos and new opportunities, and it's like in LinkedIn all the time of this new best thing. Well, what Smart Data, we're fully integrating all our features into Gradient. Mm-hmm. And I have to be honest, we see a lot of different tech stacks all the time, a lot of different offerings, and we integrate with other platforms. But what we see at Nextech and their tech stack part of Gradient is really something special, because it's so rare, Rob, to see and meet with engineers and the users in the same building.
Yeah,
I mean it's
a big deal.
want to talk about being in the arena and in the trenches with, you know, with your advisor, that's real. And so what we're doing is providing all our experience into, you know, the virtual advisor powered by Salesforce with Gradient, because that's when you can do some pretty powerful things together.
I love that, man. And you hit the nail on the head talking about having the engineers and the users in the same spot. I have had multiple meetings with Nextech, and the overall connects me technology with my advisors in the same place, and my advisors actually showing them, no, absolutely, I would never do that. Or yes, absolutely, what a wonderful idea. What if we could do this? Exactly. And that to me is key, because you know there are so many different technologies out there that have been built that, you know, at first glance are wonderful, but how do I actually implement it? And does it operate in the real world type of situation?
Exactly.
So speaking of real world, give us some examples of what you've seen of advisors who have implemented smart data and what changed for them by implementing it.
Yeah, we'll talk about seminars. That's a super popular, only getting more popular.
Yeah.
We had a particular advisor who given kind of multiple seminars a month and started using our QR code at the end of their seminar, even on the handouts. And it's, you know, book your first meeting and love to help give you a review at your first meeting. Well, after using our QR code, one of the first seminars, walked in the next day, a couple went home, connected their Schwab account, and $2 million AUM just popped right in. And we even talked to the staff at that firm and they're like, we're prepping to close. Like, this is like, we got the proposal pretty much ready. And so that was really powerful. And what we see is there's a behavioral change in transition of in that welcome email to the firm of we've seen an option of bring these in or just hit here and connect or upload.
Yeah.
And that's where it's really starting to take off of, and people are used to it. I mean, prospects they're used to connecting things and they want to.
Right.
So that's a real world example of what we've seen of, because seminars are a great example. They're already there. They trust you. They like you. They're given great content, and there's the opportunity to go. And I mean, why wait until they have to bring all that stuff in?
I mean, you want to talk about saving time. Holy cow. And really being able to generate revenue opportunities like that right there. So I have a seminar. I get back from my seminar, I come into the office the next day, we're setting appointments. And as we're getting ready to confirm the appointments, I'm already seeing prospects uploading their accounts.
Yep.
And if I have a turnkey technology like a Case Central, which that was one of my most recent podcasts with Case Central, having a team of CFPs automatically reviewing those documents out of the gate.
Yes.
Once again, I mean, how much time are we saving? And are we able to really optimize generating revenue right out of the gate? That's what it's all about.
You're exactly right, Robin. And it's overwhelming. First of all, it's overwhelming to the advisor. Yeah. If they come into their first meeting after the seminar and it's a whole filing cabinet and now they're like, oh, I gotta go. But if you had that ahead of time already, you know, AI analyzed and really, really important mission of us as a company and even what we're doing with Gradient is, you know, our mission is AI powered, human approved.
Mm-hmm.
We are in no way trying to go around the advisor. We're actually trying to lift the advisor and client relationship up, because I think it's actually going to, in the world of AI, it's going to become even more important. The idea of compassion and feeling finding and reading a room, I guess, of it, that's going to become even more important in the world of AI. Everyone's going to have a good calculator and all that stuff. But when you talk about really helping people and making them feel taken care of and that making them feel that their grandkids are taken care of, that is what that we just want to allow AI to do that, because wherever we are along the way, we're AI powered, but we're also human approved. The prospect is approving their account getting added. The advisor is approving that report that's getting generated with our AI. And so I just really wanted to make that clear that when I think of where we will be just in the world of AI and wealth management, I think that the talking to a human and getting help is going to become even more important.
I agree 100%. That would be talking about defining top performing practices that I see right now and moving it into the future. You definitely need to be implementing AI somehow, some way. But, you know, and I'm a little bit old school. I still buy CDs. I still buy DVDs. So that's kind of weird. But at the same time, I like to really interact with people. Like the last three vehicles I purchased, I did most of my research online. However, when it came down to pulling the trigger, I wanted to meet the individual face to face and confirm everything that I had self-educated myself on, and just wanted to make sure if there was anything that I missed out on. But then when you talk about legacy planning, like you just touched on there, like I want my kids and grandkids to be taken care of. I want a real human being involved. Like I really do. I want to make sure that there's warmth there. I want to make sure that there's hand-holding that's taking place. I want to make sure that the person that's handling that does have feeling and emotion involved. And so that to me, the combination of the AI and the top performing advisory firm, that's where it's at. That's where
exactly it's at. Right. Rob, I know you still got that 6CD changer in your car.
Oh man, Pioneer 6CD changer. Let's go. Oh man, fully loaded with Guns N' Roses, top to bottom, by the way. So let's say that is there, I hate to even ask this question, but would you say that there's any trend out there right now in the fintech world that's being overhyped?
That's a good question. I'm not so sure about it, overhyped, but I think it's overwhelming.
Absolutely.
Of what's out there.
Totally agree. And
what should be doing and or what advice should be or shouldn't be doing. And
100%.
I think there's different segments that get really, really popular really quickly, but I think there's just kind of that advisor fatigue out there of what to do. And that's what we've seen. And so we're just trying to focus on kind of what we're good at and in our space, but that's a good question, but no, it is, it's hard to be like in the advisor chair to decide what to do, what not to do. And, you know, some talk to each other, some don't from like an integration standpoint, it gets tricky. And so it is tough to be that guide.
My humble opinion is that there's not a perfect answer.
No.
There are a lot of great options out there, and what you could do is definitely become paralysis by analysis more than ever in the AI world, the note-taking world. I mean, there are so many. We were talking earlier, I think you said there's hundreds of options now. You're never going to find the perfect option. Yeah. You're going to see tons of great options. Let me ask this. Do you think there's anything that's being undervalued right now?
I would, you know, some of the best feedback we've seen like within firms is, you know, listen to your staff.
100%.
Like I feel like some of the best consultants like you could find are in it. I mean, it's that to me is that would be like, it's kind of my recommendation. When I talked about let's talk to the staff in the trenches that are manually entering prospects or or you know, really, really focus on that bottleneck, because I don't want to say it's under hyped, but I mean, I think operational efficiency needs to be heavily, heavily looked at all the time.
I would absolutely say that's underhyped.
Especially with but the volatility that's most likely here to stay for a while is, I mean, that you, that advisor needs to be ready for a large intake of not only reviews with your existing clients, but also new prospects. I mean, you don't want to be the advisor that's not getting back to your client. That's just not
right.
So I would say it's really preparing for that. I think sometimes gets a little underhyped.
So if I'm an advisor and I'm listening right now, I'm overwhelmed, but I'm very motivated. First move you tell me to make is go alongside my staff and let's talk about some solutions. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, and I think preparing for I would even say going back to last April where there was that tariff volatility of what did we see? And like talk to the staff. What did we see in the office? What kind of activity did we get? An influx of phone calls? Did we struggle getting back to people? I think that's something to really focus on. And then what tools could we use to make sure that we improve that or are prepared for that if it happens again? That's kind of my recommendation from an unfiltered standpoint.
Great. Thank you. So where does Smart Data fit into an advisor's growth roadmap, and how do they start using it?
So we do sign up with offices directly. We are that secure document storage for that firm. So you meet that prospect, you want to get their information, you can send them your Smart Data link that's branded to your firm.
Yeah.
And so we're really that front end experience. We're not a planner. We're not a proposal tool. We are that front end experience to quickly get their data and get actionable insights to really get them to go to that proposal and plan with you. But we're also, you know, fully integrated with Gradient. So Gradient offices will be able to use Smart Data through and through, through Virtual Advisor.
Yeah.
And we're incredibly excited about that. And we talk to outside firms that are using Smart Data that want an all-in-one so bad. I mean, they're like, we love this experience. Like we wish we, and so that's where that powerful experience within Nextech has been so next level from an experience with that. You know, just a huge void we've seen in the market is there's so many products that are good at looking forward, but what Smart Data does is look back.
Yeah.
You know, let us look back of where you were so we can help you go forward.
Yeah. So I'm an advisor. Where can I go to learn more about Smart Data or even connect directly with you? Like where do I go now?
Yeah. You go to smartdatawealth.com.
Okay.
We have an interactive demo you can look at. You can also book a demo with us to talk, and we're very customizable as well. So that's the easiest way to learn and meet us.
So smartdatawealth.com. I go out there. I'm able to really kind of give it a test drive with the demo to really see exactly how it integrates, literally how it's going to make my life easier, my staff lives easier, my prospects and my clients. Shorten my appointment process, and really overall what we have seen already is now the advisor has more time on their plate to do what they really want to do. More time on the golf course, more time at the lake with their family, more time prospecting, more time seminars, whatever it is you think you need to do more with your time, Smart Data really helps with that.
Some of the best advice I ever got was the secret to sales is making that your client feel like they're number one in your universe.
Yeah.
And that's really what we help advisors do.
Yeah.
We are always want to make your client feel that they're always taken care of. And that starts with getting all their stuff.
Yeah.
And an easy place to understand.
Oh man, I can't believe it's already time to wrap this up. Time flies. We covered a lot today, man.
Tech apps,
data challenges, automation, advisor trends, platforms that are actually working. So, Ryan, if you had to actually boil it all down, what would you say is the single most important move that an advisor can make right now to future-proof their practice in 2025 and beyond?
I would say preparing for, you know, how or is your firm going to handle, you know, the if and when of volatility, and that is how quick can you get a prospect in to help them, and how are you always in front of that client to make them feel that they're always taken care of. And, yeah. You know, and that starts with the first phone call to the front desk, to the portfolio review. That's what we focus on every day.
Right. Well, here's the bottom line. And what I heard today is that technology isn't just a luxury anymore. It's the difference between growing your practice with clarity or getting buried with complexity. And that's loud and clear now more than ever. And that's exactly where smart data comes in. It's not just a dashboard. It's not just a CRM. It's a purpose-built intelligence engine that really pulls everything together.
You're exactly right, Rob. And like I said before, it's really the number one key is going beyond a commodity.
Yeah.
It's really providing valuable services for the whole family and their legacy. And that's really where firms need to go, and we enjoy helping them get there.
Right. To give the advisor instant insights, better planning conversations, tighter grip on every aspect of the client's financial life, that's exactly what that is. And the competitive advantage that we talked about.
That's right.
And also one that frees the advisor up to do, like I said earlier, what matters most, scaling the business, serving your clients at the very highest level, and maybe even freeing up some time to get you back out on the golf course. And
there you go.
And here's one thing, you know, I've heard this a lot about AI, and oh my gosh, it's replacing jobs. And to touch on a comment you kind of made earlier, but here's the truth, man. It's not whether or not AI is going to replace you. It's the advisor or your competitor who knows how to really use AI.
Exactly.
And more specifically, know how to use it better than you. The ones that really lean in, the ones that really learn how to extract more value from the data, who simplify, not complicate the process, those are the advisors that will be winning in 2025 and beyond.
You're exactly right. No, could have said it better.
Ryan, man, I really appreciate your time. This is exciting. I can't wait to see what the rest of the year brings for everybody that's listening. So if you're ready to upgrade how you operate overall without adding more to your plate, head over to my website, my team's website. It's simply evolvewithgradient.com/ACE team. evolvewithgradient.com/ACE team. That's where you'll find everything, how to get in touch with me and my team, what we do, how to book a quick call with us. And here's my final shot here. Don't wait for another advisor to modernize faster than you. Let's make your next move your smartest one yet. Ryan, thanks again, brother.
Thank you, Rob.